If you like the podcast and you want to support it, then please like it, share it. You could subscribe to it, or you can even donate and find more information about the charities if you go to lowfatradio.com/doctor. Thank you. Excitingly, it's only 9 days until I get to see Charlotte, which is really fun. Can't wait to see her. I'm trying not to start counting down the days. Just kind of poodling on, really. I think most of us are sort of feeling like we'll be pretty ready to go home, I think, at the end of this. Mostly it's really good, but there are some difficult bits. It's getting very cold now, and it'll be nice to have hot running water, and we're all getting cold, so you might be able to hear it in my voice. I've got a yet another cold. I think this will be the third one in about 4 weeks, which is really annoying. Full of snot and coughing loads and a bit of a sore throat last night, so there's various things that just kind of make it slightly difficult to live up here, and it's not surprising that there's not really any permanent habitation up here. Just back in Metermo for a week now, and then I'll go and meet Charlotte in a few days' time. Probably as the crow flies, she's probably only about 10 or 20 miles away from me, and it's weird that she's 4 days walk away still, and that's the reason for that is because of the altitude. I've not told her about the trekker who died, not yet anyway, because the Wi-Fi here is really bad, and I didn't really want to sort of tell her half a story and then for her to be worrying either about getting altitude illness herself or about me, my kind of response to it. Harsh environment. It's dry, it's cold, it's absolutely beautiful, but it does come with some drawbacks. So I think by the time we've had another couple of weeks of finishing up the clinic and then some trekking on the other side, it'll be good to get back to Kathmandu, where it's a bit warmer, although the pollution there is another problem. But anyway. Charlotte's due to arrive today. I've just walked up the hill above Metermo to come and meet her. She should be coming up from the previous village, which is called Dole. It's about a 2-hour walk, so I've given her about an hour to set off, and then I'm going to try and meet her. I have just seen a porter with, I think, Charlotte's bag. So this is a bag that's new to me because she's borrowed it from someone whilst I've been away. But from the photo I saw, it's a purple duffel. And here she is. She's just come over here. One of the unfortunate things is that in the 10 days that Charlotte's been here, she's already experienced diarrhea, complete lack of appetite, nausea constantly. Her symptoms sounded a lot like giardia, which is quite a common parasite to get around here from drinking dodgy water, which she was really pissed off about because she's been so fastidious with treating her water, washing her hands, good hygiene and all of that. And we tried treating her with azithromycin, which is an antibiotic that normally gets rid of traveller's diarrhoea type illnesses. It didn't seem to do anything, so we ended up treating her with tinidazole, which is an anti-parasite type medication. She had 2 days of side effects from the medication because it's quite a rough medication which makes you feel sick in itself. So although she was feeling a bit better in some ways, she had a bit of vomiting as well whilst we were doing our trekking. So it was not good. So poor her. And then the rest of us are coughing and spluttering, full of snot, coughing up green phlegm, and just not particularly healthy specimens at the moment. So she's not got us in our finest condition. Hopefully she'll avoid the cough and the cold, because I think she's had her fill of illness. actually got quite quiet in terms of patient numbers now. We're seeing maybe one or two patients every 2 or 3 days. But last week, whilst Charlotte was here, she had the first experience of me being woken up in the middle of the night to go and see a patient. And it was a really interesting case, actually, who had come up to Machermo from Dole, which is just a couple of hundred metres lower than us. He had started to feel a bit unwell at about 8 p.m. with just a little bit of a cold kind of symptoms, a bit of a runny nose, a little bit of a cough, but nothing too much. And he'd gone to bed. So anyway, I was woken up at about 2 to go and see him in the lodge. And we've got a grab bag, which is basically all of the emergency medications that we need, and any emergency medical equipment is in there too. And also we took an oxygen concentrator so that we could give oxygen. Went down to the lodge and saw this guy, and he looked really, really terrible. He was really short of breath. His breathing was about twice the speed of what it should be, and he just sounded really rattly, like kind of sort of all these horrible noises in his chest going on that you could hear without even using a stethoscope. He was also coughing up this kind of fluidy, watery, salivary stuff, but it was tinged with a browny blood kind of colour, which I'd never actually seen before in a patient with this condition. His oxygen saturations, so that's how much oxygen is on your red blood cells, the oxygen levels were really, really low. Our oxygen saturation probes are not particularly accurate below a certain number. I'll take the number with a pinch of salt, but either way, it was he looks kind of bluish around his lips and in his mouth and on his nails, which is a sign that the oxygen levels are very low. So we call that cyanosis. So all of this together just showed that he was really struggling with this condition called high altitude pulmonary edema. It's very dangerous, potentially life-threatening. And the treatment is to have oxygen given. So we gave him oxygen, and his oxygen levels came up gradually. And within about 2 hours, he was loads better, able to sort of talk a bit better, a bit less drowsy. His colour looked better. He no longer had that kind of bluish tinge around his mouth that I was talking about. And his breathing rate came down. His oxygen levels came up, and he just really settled. Just amazing how you can treat with oxygen. But if we hadn't been around, if there wasn't oxygen available, or if he wasn't able to get out until the morning, in those few hours between him becoming unwell and daylight, when the helicopter could come in, he could have really deteriorated, and it was potentially a life-threatening condition that he had. So good that we were there, I guess. Okay, Charlotte's just come up to me with a pair of my pants, which I've been on the line. I wonder if you can hear this. That's my pants frozen solid hitting the microphone.